Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, August 26, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Gillette awarded extra $25 million to drive digital inclusion across Peru. Gillette Satellite Networks Lilit has secured an additional $25 million agreement with Pronatel to modernize the regional broadband network in Peru's Cusco region. Over the next 12 months, the network will be upgraded to provide high-speed internet of 200 Mbps to 208 public institutions and 69 public free Wi-Fi hotspots. This initiative aims to improve access to education, healthcare, and public safety services in remote areas. Gillette's partnership with Pronatel highlights their commitment to expanding digital inclusion and bringing advanced connectivity to underserved communities. The project will strengthen critical public services and lay the groundwork for future bandwidth growth in Peru's rural regions.
Ambitious oyster restoration project underlines Baltimore's initiatives this week. This Week in Baltimore showcases a commitment to community engagement and environmental restoration. The Waterfront Partnership's Healthy Harbor Initiative, in partnership with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, aims to cultivate 5 million oysters over the next 5 years in Baltimore Harbor and the Patapsco River. The Great Baltimore Oyster Partnership has already grown over 1.3 million oysters, thanks to community volunteers raising oyster spat in gardens. The city also sees cultural and community development with the groundbreaking of a new library in Park Heights, a $19 million project set for completion in 2027. Mayor Scott presents the Downtown Rise Master Plan on Thursday, inviting public input for downtown revitalization. The week ends with the Skydive for Overdose Awareness event in Churchville, symbolizing overcoming fear and embracing transformation in the face of the overdose crisis. The largest hydropower station in the world, or the great engine of Tibet tourism? The Yarlung Zangbo River downstream hydropower project in Yingchi, Tibet, is set to be the world's largest hydropower station complex, with a total investment of 1.2 trillion yuan. This project will not only impact the energy landscape, but also boost Tibet tourism. The investment will create job opportunities for engineers, technicians, and construction workers, driving the local economy. The project site, located near the Himalayas, presents geological challenges, but advanced technology is overcoming these obstacles. Improved transportation, including more flights and a train to Lhasa, will make it easier for tourists to visit Yingchi. As a result, Tibet tours, especially to Yingchi, are booming, with a significant increase in search volume for tourism-related topics. Experts predict a 20% increase in tourists in Tibet this winter, with Yingchi expected to see a 30% year-on-year passenger flow growth rate in the third quarter of 2025. The project itself will become a new tourist attraction, attracting visitors interested in engineering wonders. Guide Tibet, a leading tourism company in Tibet, is well-equipped to help travelers plan their Tibet tour and explore the region's scenic spots.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.